grip strength, endurance, and respiration. Peppermint improves bronchial smooth muscle tonicity, which helps people breathe better by expanding their lung capacity. As an extra bonus, increased oxygen delivery helps your cells burn fat more efficiently. According to multiple studies out of Iran, ingesting peppermint oil affects blood pressure, breathing, and other physiological measures. Additionally, topical application and inhalation have been shown to improve pain tolerance and workload capacity. Add peppermint to your training regimen, whether internally, topically, or inhaled, to boost your athletic performance ability in a proven, natural way. Safety note. In spite of the research suggesting that mixing peppermint oil into a glass of water can enhance athletic performance, this practice is not a long-term solution. A better way to ingest peppermint essential oil is to put one or two drops in a gel capsule filled with an edible carrier oil. Alternatively, you can mix one or two drops of peppermint with a teaspoon of coconut oil and consume. Here's why. Peppermint is such a profound muscle relaxer that consuming undiluted peppermint oil has the tendency to cause acid reflux because it can prevent the esophageal sphincter from closing properly. Your esophageal sphincter performs like a valve, preventing contents from your gastric cavity from rising up into your esophagus. When this valve isn't functioning properly, acid from your stomach rises up and causes heartburn. Applications. Consume one drop of peppermint oil with one teaspoon of organic, unrefined coconut oil right before your workout. Coconut oil has also been shown to enhance athletic endurance, so this is a 1-2 punch of natural energy. Alternatively, you can consume 2 drops of peppermint oil in a size 00 gel capsule filled with coconut oil to prevent the oil from coming into contact with your oral cavity and esophagus. Apply a 2% to 3% dilution of peppermint oil mixed with unrefined coconut oil over your chest and the back of your neck for a pre- and post-workout pick-me-up. The VOCs will jump off your skin and keep you energized throughout your entire workout. Make my performance booster inhaler. Safety tip. Be careful when taking peppermint straight with your water. Similar to how it relaxes your bronchial smooth muscles, it can relax your esophageal sphincter and cause reflux. Performance booster inhaler. 10 drops peppermint essential oil. 5 drops sweet or wild orange essential oil. 5 drops spearmint essential oil. Supplies. Pre-cut organic cotton pad. Aromatherapy inhaler. 1. Place a cotton pad in the inhaler tube. 2. Drop the essential oils directly onto the cotton pad inside the tube. Alternatively, you can drop the essential oils into a glass bowl, roll the cotton pad in the oils to absorb them, and then insert it into the inhaler tube using tweezers. 3. Open the inhaler and take 5 deep breaths before your workout or between sets. 4. Keep on hand for those long runs and extended workouts. Here is an audio clip from our YouTube companion guide.
Well, of course, with our 4th, our teething baby, there's times at night where we don't get much sleep. And so one of the things I like to do is work out early in the morning. And one of these booster inhalers on the way to a 5 a.m. workout is the difference between being able to function in a workout and actually do a good job. And especially in this kind of a blend, it makes all the difference in the world.
Opens up the airways because you're not drinking coffee first thing in the morning. You're waking up, you're training, you're getting ready for your next upcoming pageant. A couple drops, and put it over your chest. Again, of a diluted massage oil, put it over your chest or have your roller bottle on the back of your neck, and that will get you through a great workout. Throw the Red Bull away. You're never going to want to use that stuff. It's so bad for your health. This is not at all bad for your health, and it'll only enhance. Baby, have anything else you want to share?
Well, also on the roller bottles, that's an excellent way, and that's another way that I utilize these same kind of blends. And even if you're going to go out and do a long run, and you know you are, and you use the roller bottles, you can, you know, inhale them right off of your wrists while you're running, too. So that's another way that I use it.
That's it. Using essential oils to enhance your athletic performance. Well, folks, this is Dr. Z.
And Mama Z.
And our hope and prayer is that you and your family truly experience the abundant life, and this performance booster will help. God bless.
2. Relief for achy muscles. You may have your fair share of aches, pains, and sore muscles after an intense training session. Two oils that have been shown to help with pain are lavender and peppermint, which happen to pair quite well. Lavender. The mainstay of essential oils, lavender was studied in 2014 for its effects on neck pain. The oil was added to a cream that participants massaged onto the painful area daily. The essential oil cream was more effective at reducing pain levels than the non-EO control. Peppermint. As noted earlier, peppermint can help minimize pain that's been triggered by athletic pursuits. It's well known for its analgesic properties, as well as its antispasmodic properties, for those with tight muscles. The cooling sensation of peppermint, as well as the uplifting scent, also make it perfect for reviving yourself after a hard day of training. Traditional oils. Many oils, such as fir oil, have traditionally been used for pain relief. Ayurvedic practices cite the use of fir essential oil as the forest healer for various kinds of joint and muscle pain relief. Wintergreen, marjoram, and frankincense are also known for deep pain relief and work wonderfully together. Application. Try my extra strength muscle soothing body oil designed just for hard-working athletes. Extra strength muscle soothing body oil. Note that this is a strong 5% dilution recipe. If you experience any sort of irritation, add more carrier oil for a dilution suited to your skin type. 50 drops frankincense essential oil. 50 drops peppermint essential oil. 20 drops marjoram essential oil. 20 drops lavender essential oil. 10 drops wintergreen essential oil. 5 ounces Mama Z's oil base. Supplies. Medium glass bowl, 6-ounce glass lotion dispenser or glass salve jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into a medium glass bowl. 2. Add Mama Z's base and mix. 3. Rub over sore muscles after workouts or on off days. 4. Store in a lotion dispenser or glass jar in the refrigerator. 3. Antimicrobial healing. Sometimes it's scrapes and cuts that need a remedy, not just aches and pains. A rough slide into home plate, a fall on the track, athletic ventures put your body through the ringer, and sometimes across the pavement. Instead of over-the-counter antibiotic ointments, make a simple DIY injury spray with astringent witch hazel and antimicrobial essential oils. Keep it in your gym or equipment bag just in case. Application. Use the hand sanitizer recipe from Chapter 9 as a base and make a blend of special wound-healing essential oils from proven oils like basil, frankincense, geranium, lavender, myrrh, Roman chamomile, and tea tree in a ratio of 15 drops of essential oil per ounce. 4. Non-toxic solution to stinky sports gear. Freshen up that smelly athletic gear with antimicrobial and lemon-scented essential oils. Start off by making a special blend that I originally created to combat a musty basement odor. Lemon Fresh Blend. For a 5-milliliter bottle, you need 40 drops lemon essential oil, 20 drops lemon basil essential oil, 20 drops lemon eucalyptus essential oil, 20 drops lemon myrtle essential oil, 20 drops lemon tea tree essential oil. Add 5 or 6 drops of this recipe to a portable car or USB diffuser after a game or in your gym bag or gear storage area to freshen things up a bit. It's also great in my odor-eating powder and stinky gear sprays recipe. Note, for a different quantity, simply remember that you want 2 parts lemon essential oil to 1 part of each of the other oils. Odor eating powder. 20 drops lemon fresh blend. 1/2 cup baking soda. Supplies, glass shaker jar. 1. Combine the ingredients in the jar and shake well to distribute. 2. Before a workout or game, sprinkle the powder inside your shoes or on top of stinky gear. 3. For extra odor protection, apply after a workout or game when you put away your shoes for the night. 4. Store the mixture in the fridge. It should last for a few weeks. Notes. Alternatively, you can use the following stinky gear spray. You can also shake some of this blend under your carpet, then vacuum to freshen up the house. Stinky gear spray. 5 milliliters lemon fresh blend. 2 ounces apple cider vinegar. 2 ounces witch hazel. 4 ounces distilled water. Supplies. 8-ounce glass spray bottle. 1. Pour the essential oils, vinegar, and witch hazel into the spray bottle. 2. Mix by swirling together. 3. Add the water and shake vigorously. 4. Spritz over your gear after a workout or when needed. 12. Using essential oils with your animals. The greatness of a nation can be judged by the way its animals are treated. Mahatma Gandhi. I specialize in public health and essential oils research for people, not animals. Yet, in spite of not knowing the first thing about animals, I have some friends who do. Since I get asked about how to use essential oils with animals quite regularly, I made sure that I interviewed animal aromatherapy experts during both my Essential Oils Revolution 1 and 2 summits. Based on my collaboration with animal aromatherapist and veterinarian Janet Rourke, this chapter is a collection of the key takeaways that I have gleaned from the interviews and articles that we've worked on together. To follow Dr. Rourke's work, find her on Facebook at Essential Oil Vet, Janet Rourke DVM, at EODVM. To listen to one of my special interviews with Dr. Rourke, go to healingpowerofessentialoils.com. Animal aromatherapy basics. It is somewhat ironic that many pet owners will place toxic air fresheners in every room throughout their house without thinking twice, but wonder if diffusing essential oils will harm their pets. Putting things into perspective is key. As a rule of thumb, you want to approach using essential oils with your pets like you would with babies and small children. Although they cannot speak, your animals each have their own preferences and sensitivities. So it is important to observe your pet's behavior. If your animal is behaving normally, all is well. If he is behaving abnormally, then he may be sensitive to an oil you are using. Pets are very good at telling you what they need. By heeding the following advice by Dr. Rourke, you'll be able to start using essential oils safely on and around your pets. Large animals. With full-grown large animal herbivores such as alpacas, cattle, horses, llamas, sheep, and goats, you can apply essential oils topically on an area of concern as you would apply them to a human. Note that newborn and young large animals require greater dilution. Small animals. With small animals such as cats and dogs, you will need to dilute more heavily. Use these specific guidelines for your small pets. Birds. Birds are very sensitive to essential oils, so water diffusion is advised in lieu of topical application. Lavender and citrus oils are great mood enhancers. Be sure to avoid hot oils like lemongrass, clove, and cinnamon bark or cinnamon leaf, which are frequently in many immunity support blends on the market. Also, be careful to diffuse your oils in a well-ventilated room. Just as with babies, you don't want to shut your bird in a small room with a diffuser running all night. Cats. Because cats lack an enzyme in their liver that helps metabolize many chemicals, they are susceptible to toxicity from a wide variety of sources, including poisonous plants, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications like aspirin and ibuprofen, acetaminophen, chocolate, caffeine, methylxanthines, lead, zinc, and many types of pesticides. Also be sure to avoid oils high in ketones and phenols, two substances that are metabolized by the liver, when applying oils topically or internally, including basil, birch, cinnamon bark or cinnamon leaf, clove, fennel, nutmeg, oregano, peppermint, tea tree, thyme, rosemary, spearmint, wintergreen. Cats are also sensitive to oils containing D-limonene, so avoid these as well. Bergamot, dill, grapefruit, lemon, lime, orange, tangerine. Dogs. In general, the smaller the dog, the more you want to dilute essential oils. There is some concern in the aromatherapy community about using certain oils on dogs, such as birch, camphor, tea tree, and wintergreen. So it would be wise to avoid using them directly on your dogs because there are so many alternatives that aren't controversial. Pocket pets. Chinchillas, guinea pigs, hamsters, rabbits, and sugar gliders rely on friendly bacteria to help digest their food. So you want to be very careful when using essential oils with strong antibacterial properties, such as cinnamon bark, cinnamon leaf, thyme, tea tree, and oregano. Since these animals have delicate digestive flora, you do not want to inadvertently disrupt them by using essential oils. Considerations when working with animals with special needs. Bleeding disorders. For those animals that have difficulty clotting or are being treated with an anticoagulant, be sure to avoid topical application of birch, cassia, cinnamon bark, cinnamon leaf, clove, fennel, oregano, and wintergreen. Seizure disorders. Some oils are thought to lower the seizure threshold, so be sure to avoid those oils. They include basil, black pepper, camphor, eucalyptus, fennel, hyssop, sage, rosemary, and wintergreen. Pregnant or nursing animals. All essential oils should be highly diluted. Oils to avoid include basil, cassia, cinnamon bark, cinnamon leaf, clary sage, rosemary, thyme, wintergreen, and white fir. Essential oil remedies for common animal ailments. Allergies. This is a somewhat complex topic to generalize for all pets, but with dogs and large animals, it is advisable to carefully give frankincense, lemon, lavender, and peppermint 2 or 3 times daily with animals on their feet, in addition to omega-3 supplementation. It's always a good idea to work with your veterinarian in these cases to determine the source of the allergy, because addressing the root cause will help prevent itching. Sometimes it takes a while to figure it out, but it is well worth it. Fear-based issues. For behavioral issues such as separation anxiety, thunderstorm anxiety, and fear or fear-based aggression, you can diffuse calming oils throughout the house and apply a 0.5 to 1% dilution of lavender alone or a combination of lavender and vetiver over their fur with great success. Just be sure not to apply it on any areas where your pet can reach to lick it off. The DIY anti-anxiety spray recipe I include can also help. Ear infections. Cleaning your pet's ears regularly with a natural ear cleaner is essential. After cleaning, apply a 0.5 to 1% blend of basil, frankincense, geranium, and lavender around the base of the ear for added support. Neoplasia. Uncomplicated cases of abnormal tissue growth can benefit from 0.5 to 1% diluted topical support with frankincense and sandalwood. I always recommend consulting with a veterinary oncologist in these cases. Seizures. Adding 1 or 2 drops of frankincense to food twice daily as well as omega-3 supplementation can help considerably. Transitions. Diffusing calming oils and applying a 0.5 to 1% blend of lavender and myrrh can really help with an adjustment period, such as bringing a new puppy home, transitioning between homes, or adding a new animal to a herd. Lyme disease. Protecting your pet from fleas and ticks will also protect you and your family from their bites and the potential of getting Lyme disease, which is a threat to both the 2-legged and 4-legged members of your family. Store the simple, fabulous-smelling spray in a glass bottle, then spritz on their fur before you head out. It will also help ward off any musty pet smells on your furniture and rugs, as it doubles as an odor eliminator. Anti-anxiety spray. This spray is a powerful DIY tool to calm your pet's nerves. One drop lavender essential oil. One drop frankincense essential oil. One drop vetiver essential oil. Distilled water as needed. Supplies. 2 ounce glass spray bottle. 1. Combine the oils in the spray bottle and fill with distilled water. 2. Shake well before each use. 3. Mist your animal's back and bedding and or diffuse in the home while you are away. Anxiety dog collar. Premix a frankincense, lavender, and vetiver blend with a carrier oil, of course, in a 1% dilution, and apply 2 drops directly on the back of your animal's collar or bridle. Flea and tick repellent. Although these essential oils are generally safe for dogs and cats, remember that pets have allergies just like humans do, so keep a close eye on them to make sure they do not have a negative reaction. Also, be careful not to spray around your pet's face. 2 tablespoons sweet almond oil. 1 drop lavender essential oil. 1 drop grapefruit essential oil. 1 drop eucalyptus essential oil. 1 drop lemongrass essential oil. Supplies. 8 ounce glass spray bottle. 1. Combine the almond oil and essential oils in the bottle. 2. Fill the rest of the bottle with water and shake to mix. 3. Spray on your pet's coat before heading outside, taking care to avoid the face. 4. Shake well before each use. Behaviors to watch for. Since every animal is different and has a unique body chemistry, pets' tolerance of essential oils will vary. For example, Dr. Rourke's puppy loves a wide variety of essential oils and can handle most applications, but her older Scottish Terrier is much more sensitive and prefers diffusion only. As I mentioned before, it's important to simply observe your pet's behavior. If she's behaving normally, all is well. If she's behaving abnormally, such as trying to rub the oil off her fur, squinting, rubbing her nose, or trying to get out of a room where you are diffusing, then your pet may be sensitive to a particular oil or blend. For the most part, your animals will experience the same therapeutic effect that humans enjoy. Remember, most research studies and product testing are done on animals. While I'm not providing an entire chapter's worth of recipes specific to your pets, the good news is that you can whip up many of the same recipes that are designed for humans and just slightly tweak how you use them with your furry friends. Considerations when using diffusers around pets. Nebulizing diffusers, or those that diffuse oil directly from the bottle. Only use open room diffusion if the animal can come in and out of the room. Limit exposure to 30 minutes at a time. Water diffusion. This is highly recommended with any animal and the best way to begin introducing essential oils into your home. Start with 1 or 2 drops of oil in your diffuser per 100 milliliters of water and slowly build your way up to 5 or 6 drops. You can also use water diffusion in different ways. In an open room, a closed room, near your animal in a smaller space, such as a cage or enclosure, or even via tenting. Pouring simmering water and essential oils into a glass or stainless bowl, then placing a towel over your head and leaning over the bowl to bask in the aromatic steam for short periods of time. The latter method allows you to minimize pets' exposure to oils. With any type of diffusion, monitor your pet's behavior during use and respond accordingly. How to administer essential oils to animals topically. Just as any changes you make to your pet's diet need to be done slowly, essential oils should be introduced slowly as well. Start with a small amount of a diluted essential oil, 0.5 to 1%, and observe your animal's behavior. If the response is neutral, but you are not getting the therapeutic effect desired, you can always add more essential oil or increase the frequency of application. But you do not want to start out with a large amount right from the get-go. Applying to paws. This is not always well tolerated by small animals. Be sure to get the oil on the skin between the paw pads. This is a fairly sensitive area, so be sure to dilute down to 0.5 to 1%. DIY. Adding a couple drops of essential oils to topical products such as shampoo or coconut oil works great. Try out the two DIY pet-friendly recipes coming up. Applying to ears. Some animals tolerate having diluted oil applied to the tips of the ears, but many do not. Avoid using this type of application with long-eared dogs, as they may shake their head and accidentally get the oil in their eyes. Indirect application. Apply to bedding or an area your animal frequently comes into contact with. The hooves of large animals. You can apply oils to where the hoof meets the skin or the coronet band. This is very helpful when treating foot conditions or lameness in horses. Along the spine. This is the most common area I use for topical application as it's the best tolerated. Water misting. This is great for birds. Add a drop of essential oil to several ounces of water, shake, and spritz on the animal, taking care to avoid the face so the oils don't get in her eyes, nose, or mouth. If your pet seems agitated, use lavender. If she's sluggish, use an uplifting citrus oil. This is also helpful for large animals if you are trying to cover a large area or they don't tolerate regular handling. For some extra healing, try the hot spot spray from Dr. Rourke on your animals next time they get a small or deep wound. Pet shampoo. This shampoo works great to clean, heal, and restore your pet's fur and skin. 1 cup rolled oats. 1 1/2 cups warm distilled water. 1 drop lavender essential oil. 1 1/2 teaspoons vitamin E oil. 1 1/2 teaspoons carrier oil. 1 organic green tea bag. Supplies. Blender. Medium glass bowl. Glass jar. 1. Mix the oats and water in a blender until smooth. 2. Mix the lavender oil, vitamin E, and carrier oil in a glass bowl. 3. Add the oats to the bowl and mix well. 4. Empty the contents of the green tea bag into your shampoo mix and stir until well blended. 5. Store in a glass jar. 6. Use once a month or more often, preferably immediately following grooming. Dry shampoo for dogs. For those times when you don't want to give a full bath. 1/2 cup baking soda. 1/2 cup cornstarch or arrowroot powder. 3 drops lemongrass essential oil. 3 drops lavender essential oil. Supplies. Glass jar with shaker lid. 1. Combine the baking soda and cornstarch or arrowroot powder in the glass jar. 2. Drop the essential oils into the powder mix and shake well. 3. Sprinkle the dry shampoo on your dog, starting at the neck and being careful to avoid the eyes. 4. Work your way down the dog's entire body and thoroughly rub into the fur. 5. Let your dog shake off the excess, then groom her with a dog comb or brush. Hot spot spray. I've seen some before and after pictures of a black lab with a huge gash from a dog bite, and this formula worked wonderfully. 10 drops frankincense essential oil. 10 drops lavender essential oil. 10 drops myrrh essential oil. 1 teaspoon colloidal silver. Aloe vera gel. Supplies. 2 ounce spray bottle. 1. Pour the essential oils and the colloidal silver into the bottle. 2. Top off with aloe vera to fill the bottle and shake vigorously. 3. Spray the wound every 2 to 3 hours or as needed to promote healing. 4. Store in the fridge. How to administer essential oils to animals internally. It's important to keep in mind that with animals that groom frequently, such as cats, birds, dogs, rabbits, and chinchillas, Topical application also means internal application. When applying essential oils topically, be sure to always dilute oils in a vegetable oil such as fractionated coconut oil. Here are some guidelines for safe internal use. Drinking water. 1 drop per 2 cups drinking water for dogs, 1 drop per liter for birds and smaller animals. Not recommended for cats. Food. 1 drop per meal, usually in wet food. Doggy toothpaste. Another great safe way for your dog to enjoy the therapeutic effects of essential oils is to brush their teeth with the following toothpaste recipe that Dr. Rourke created. Canine toothpaste. More than just a breath freshener, this recipe offers healing benefits that help prevent tooth decay. 1 tablespoon bentonite clay. 1 tablespoon baking soda. 1 or 2 drops peppermint essential oil. Organic unrefined coconut oil melted. Supplies, glass jar. 1. Mix the clay, baking soda, and peppermint in a glass jar. 2. Add enough coconut oil to make a paste. 3. Use a dab to brush your dog's teeth daily. Part 3. Women's health. Communities and countries and ultimately the world are only as strong as the health of their women. Michelle Obama. Several years ago, my friend Sue started to suffer from uncontrollable weight gain, hair loss, and insomnia. Her doctors put her on Synthroid, levothyroxine sodium tablets, because they noticed that she had low thyroid hormone levels. They lumped her among the millions now diagnosed with hypothyroidism and told her she could expect to live the rest of her life on synthetic hormone replacement therapy, which can, and often does, lead to a litany of side effects, ranging from irregular heartbeat to osteoporosis. The drug quickly started to affect Sue's mental and emotional state. She experienced severe mood swings, insomnia, and brain fog. "I started to go crazy," Sue told me. "I couldn't sleep or think, and I was feeling horrible." Sue got to the point where Synthroid was causing so many horrible side effects that she decided to throw the drugs away and detox cold turkey. Quitting a prescription drug without the guidance of a trained medical professional is never recommended. But Sue's doctor didn't support her desire to get off Synthroid, so she took matters into her own hands. When Sue asked me for help and listed her litany of symptoms, her lack of sleep set off alarm bells. Knowing how vital rest is for the body, I simply recommended that she diffuse some lavender in her bedroom and apply some lavender to the back of her neck before going to bed that night. The very next day, Sue called me. She was ecstatic. She told me that she got a full night's rest for the first time in 5 years. She wanted to know what else she could do to regain control of her health. We discussed an anti-inflammatory diet, and I advised her to stay away from common triggers like grains, dairy, and sugar, and to start an exercise regimen that she would stick with. We also discussed a variety of approaches to using essential oils to heal her thyroid and manage the other symptoms she was battling. I advised her to start applying diluted frankincense essential oil over her thyroid gland to treat her hypothyroidism. We also talked about applying geranium, cilantro, and tangerine oils over the small of her back for adrenal support to help manage her stress response. Over the next several weeks, Sue's symptoms steadily improved. She lost weight, the brain fog vanished, she enjoyed rejuvenating sleep every night. And her hair not only stopped falling out, it started to thicken. Sue even told me that her vision was improving. Her bifocals prescription went from 3.5x to 2.0x after she started applying a mixture of diluted frankincense, helichrysum, lavender, and myrrh around her eye sockets after reading some testimonials online from trusted resources about the ability of these oils to improve vision. Sue literally transformed her health within weeks of using essential oils and modifying her diet. Her story is what I'd call an unqualified success, and she is just one of many women I have heard from who are experiencing the same healing of their thyroid conditions, seemingly with essential oils. While thyroid issues are common in women and may be behind some symptoms that we've come to accept as part of aging, including degrading sleep quality, weight gain, and fatigue, many other symptoms frequently plague women, and essential oils can help with those too. That's exactly what we'll cover in this section of the audiobook, from premenstrual syndrome all the way through postmenopausal concerns. Essential oils offer rebalancing for women at all phases of their lives. Special health considerations for women. Did you know that women enjoy a longer life expectancy but get sick more often than men? Women visit the doctor more often. Women experience pain, depression, and anxiety disorders far more often than men. Women are more susceptible to poor health outcomes if they have sleep problems than men. Based on these differences, it would be logical to expect gender-specific treatment from your doctors. Sadly, gender-based health care simply isn't available for the vast majority of people. Vera Regev-Sakrozek, director of the Institute of Gender in Medicine at the Charité University Hospital in Berlin, Germany, says, "There is little gender-specific health care. The prevention, management, and therapeutic treatment of many common diseases does not reflect the most obvious and most important risk factors for the patient, sex and gender. This omission is holding back more efficient health care, as gender-based prevention measures or therapies are probably more effective than the usual one-size-fits-all approach and would benefit patients of both genders." Aromatherapy, being a female-dominated profession, offers considerably more gender-based recommendations than traditional medicine. However, the research is greatly lacking in this area, and much of the advice is anecdotal, and gender-based aromatherapy research is virtually non-existent. We need to take these facts to heart. In spite of knowing that biological and behavioral differences between men and women exist, the drug development process still favors male animals. As many as 90% of researchers study male animal models of disease when seeking a cure. The best essential oils for women's health. It's critical to listen to your body and recognize that you alone know what's best for your health. Healthcare providers are simply there to help guide you on your journey. For centuries, women have enjoyed the healing power of essential oils from their favorite plants in the form of salves, anointments, and incense. Now that modern distillation techniques are readily available, we can extract essential oils in their purest, most concentrated form. Women are free to follow their instincts and the advice passed down through the generations to manage their health safely and effectively with essential oils. Here's the list of specific oils we'll cover in this section. 1. Anise, Pimpinella anisum. 2. Basil, sweet. Ochimum basilicum, L. 3. Clary sage, Salvia sclaria. 4. Cypress, Cupressus sempervirens. 5. Eucalyptus, Eucalyptus citriodora, Eucalyptus globulus, Eucalyptus radiata, and Eucalyptus teratocornis. 6. Fennel, sweet, Foniculum vulgare. 7. Geranium rose, or rose-scented geranium, Pelargonium graveolens. 8. Ginger, Zingiber officinale. 9. Grapefruit, Citrus paradisi. 10. Lavender, Lavandula augustifolia. 11. Marjoram, Origanum marjorana. 12. Neroli, Citrus aurantium. 13. Orange, sweet, Citrus sinensis. 14. Peppermint, Mentha piperata. 15. Roman chamomile, Chamomellum nobile. 16. rose. Rosa damascena. 17, sage. Salvia officinalis. 18, tea tree. Melaleuca alternifolia. 19, turmeric. Curcuma longa. 20, vitex. Vitex angulus castus. 21, ylang ylang. Cananga odorata. 13. Premenstrual syndrome. I mean, if there was any justice in the world, you wouldn't even have to go to school during your period. You just stay home for 5 days and eat chocolate and cry. Andrea Portis, Anatomy of a Misfit. Would you believe me if I told you that PMS wasn't a known health condition until the mid-20th century? Evidently, no one knew what was really going on within the female body, so no one bothered to give it a medical diagnosis until 1953. I find this intriguing, because women have used natural remedies like herbs and essential oils for centuries to manage symptoms related to their monthly cycle. Yet it wasn't until New York gynecologist Robert Tilden Frank discovered in 1931 that women became handicapped by premenstrual disturbances that medical professionals started to take PMS seriously. 20 years later, endocrinologists Katerina Dalton and Raymond Green first coined the term premenstrual syndrome in response to recognizing that Dalton's monthly migraines were possibly attributed to low progesterone, the hormone that prepares a woman's body for conception and pregnancy and helps regulate the monthly menstrual cycle. Dalton and Green published their theory in the British Medical Journal in 1953, and the science of PMS was born. Today, PMS is a household word and receives the attention that it truly deserves in the scientific community. Thankfully, this research includes how to approach PMS more effectively with natural therapies like essential oils. PMS, from irritating to debilitating. First off, it's important to recognize that horrible PMS doesn't have to be your lot in life. Of course, the mess and hassle of your monthly cycle is unavoidable, but the time leading up to your menses doesn't have to be debilitating or arduous. Just as with cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and most health conditions, it's important to keep these three facts in mind. 1. Most symptoms can be prevented. 2. Your body isn't drug deficient, and pharmaceuticals are rarely the answer. 3. It takes some trial and error to find the natural remedies that work for your body. PMS is widespread, occurs naturally, and likely happens due to our lovely little friends called hormones. During your menstrual cycle, your hormone levels change, causing a range of symptoms. Finding a way to manage them is a key to providing you with the freedom that you need to enjoy life, no matter the time of the month. The severity of these symptoms also has a pretty wide range. For some women, PMS symptoms are little more than an annoyance. For others, they can call an immediate halt to your normal routine and make you bedridden for days on end. When PMS is this debilitating, it actually has its own name, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, or PMDD, and it affects up to 8% of women worldwide. So if you're feeling like you're completely wiped out by your premenstrual symptoms, you are by no means alone. The key to determining if you suffer from PMS, PMDD, or something else entirely is whether your symptoms end with your period or continue. These are the PMS and PMDD symptoms: anxiety, breast tenderness, bloating, depression, fatigue, headaches and migraines, insomnia, menstrual cramping, mood swings, skin breakouts, acne, unhealthy food cravings. As you can imagine, a combination of these symptoms can easily wipe a woman out for days, which is why help is needed. But here's the good news. Most, if not all, can be managed with essential oils. essential oils for PMS. It's important to recognize that no one can completely stop the great hormone shift that happens during the menstrual cycle. That said, it's possible to use essential oils to calm many of the symptoms so that PMS or PMDD does not have to derail your life every month. Which essential oil is the most effective at treating menstrual cycle-related symptoms? Typically, a combination of oils is the best choice. Here are 10 of the more popular essential oils that women use for premenstrual relief today. 1. Lavender. Lavender essential oil is an often studied oil that has been linked to a number of health benefits, including improved sleep and lowered pain levels. Since many women suffer from menstrual cramps, insomnia, and overall aches and pains, it's a go-to oil during PMS. Migraines can also be a serious problem when hormones shift during menstruation. And inhaling lavender essential oil has been found in at least one scientifically controlled study to be an effective and safe treatment option to help manage migraines. Application: massage a 2 to 3% lavender oil dilution into the back of your neck, on your temples, and anywhere else you experience pain or discomfort. 2. Clary Sage. Painful periods, or dysmenorrhea, is one of the most common issues women report and is caused by abnormal uterine contractions. You most likely refer to these as cramps. Long-term use of acetaminophen and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, like ibuprofen to relieve cramps, can have significant consequences, like liver toxicity. So scientists are trying to find safer alternatives. In 2012, a fascinating study was conducted in Korea, where 55 teenage girls were given two different treatments to help with their menstrual pain. One group was given acetaminophen, and the other received one 10-minute abdominal massage using essential oils diluted in almond oil. The oils and the ratio of the blend were one part clary sage, one part marjoram, 0.5 parts cinnamon, 1.5 parts ginger, 1.5 parts geranium, diluted to a 5% concentration. The outcome shouldn't shock us. The aromatherapy group received significantly greater relief than those taking acetaminophen. Women diagnosed with primary dysmenorrhea found similar relief with a different blend, a 3% dilution of lavender, clary sage, and marjoram blended in a 2-to-1-to-1 ratio. Application: make my No More Cramps roll-on and use during your next cycle. No More Cramps roll-on. 4 drops ginger essential oil. 4 drops geranium essential oil. 2 drops clary sage essential oil. 2 drops marjoram essential oil. 1 drop cinnamon bark essential oil. Almond oil or carrier oil of your choice as needed. Supplies: 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the remaining space in the roller bottle with your carrier oil of choice and shake well. 3. Massage over your lower abdomen and small of the back, being sure to cover the ovaries and kidneys twice daily from the onset of your period until it ends. 3. Fennel. Noting its long history as a natural remedy to regulate menstruation, researchers have been testing fennel's ability to mitigate pain since the turn of the century. One study from 2001 discovered that the essential oil was able to reduce both the frequency and intensity of uterine contractions in rats, which supports why women have traditionally consumed fennel seeds and drunk fennel-infused water during their periods to manage cramps and dysmenorrhea. Application: add fennel oil to a topical mixture to reduce cramping. 4. Eucalyptus. Eucalyptus is one of the more popular essential oils available, and for good reason. It can be found in everything from antiseptics to insect repellent. Medicinally, it can ease cough and cold symptoms and stimulate the immune system. It has also been shown clinically to be an effective anti-inflammatory analgesic, anti-pain agent. Application: rub a 2 to 3% eucalyptus oil dilution on the abdomen and small of the back to help relieve menstrual cramping. 5. Peppermint. Insomnia and fatigue are difficult to manage, especially for a busy woman who is building her career or raising her family. You don't have time to take a nap simply because it's that time of the month. Peppermint has an almost instant effect on energy levels, energizing you and giving you the stamina to go about your day. As an added bonus, peppermint has been linked to reduce appetite, so you'll be less likely to give in to those chocolate cravings during PMS. Application. Use peppermint in your inhaler or diffuser with sweet or wild orange oil for an instant jolt of energy and to reduce unhealthy food cravings and appetite. If you get a hankering for something sweet, try this fast and easy recipe. Super Quick Cocoa Mint Delight. This homemade chocolate candy is super yummy and will help satisfy that sweet tooth in a healthy way. Serves one. 1 tablespoon unrefined coconut oil. 2 teaspoons raw cacao powder. 10 drops vanilla-flavored liquid stevia extract. 1 drop peppermint essential oil. Supplies. Small glass bowl for mixing. Cupcake liner, muffin tin, or silicone candy mold. 1. Mix all the ingredients in a glass bowl until smooth. 2. Pour the mixture into a cupcake liner, muffin tin, or silicone candy mold and refrigerate until hard, about 30 minutes. Enjoy. Here is an audio clip from our YouTube companion guide.
Rough time when it came to your monthly cycle.
Yes, I was diagnosed with dysmenorrhea, so excessive irregular periods, and nobody had asked me about it, so I just suffered with it for years and years. Then finally when they did, basically they only gave me one option, and that was to go on birth control to regulate my period, which I do not recommend for anybody to do that. So that did help to control some of it, but at what cost?
Mm-hmm. So you went through a variety of natural therapies, and you prayed and you fasted, and
yes.
You really were just free from a lot of what
yes.
you dealt with. But still, you still get a hankering for some things. I mean, right
yeah.
now you don't struggle. You're not overly moody. You don't have dysmenorrhea. Your cycle is normalized.
It's 28 days.
Yep.
Right on, and even right after pregnancy and delivery, after my cycle resumes, it's again 28 days right on, and that definitely has to do with natural therapies.
And you use essential oils like clary sage, geranium, you use lavender, and
ylang-ylang.
Even ylang-ylang to help.
One of the things you can do if you are somebody that does get a craving and needs that satisfied right away, you can take small muffin papers and actually
yeah.
make this in a larger batch and pre-freeze them in your freezer or your refrigerator so that they're right and ready to go as soon as you have one of those.
6. Orange. As a 2014 study out of Japan showed, orange oil is exceptionally effective at boosting mood and creating a more relaxed state of mind. Since women suffering from PMS often feel increased anxiety, stress, and even depression, peace of mind is usually welcomed. From what we can tell, the relaxing prowess of orange oil is best experienced through inhaling the oil, not ingesting it. Application. Apply a mood-boosting massage oil on the back of your neck, on your wrists, and on the bottoms of your feet at the onset of your period every month. Power Mood Booster. 3 drops of Papanax essential oil. 3 drops sweet or wild orange essential oil. 2 drops frankincense essential oil. 2 drops key lime essential oil. 2 drops yuzu essential oil. 1 ounce carrier oil. We use Mama Z's oil base. Supplies, medium glass bowl, lotion dispenser, or glass jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into a medium glass bowl. 2. Add the carrier oil and mix. 3. Use as a body moisturizer during your period or rub on your belly, wrists, and temples as needed for an overall emotional pick-me-up. 4. Store in a lotion dispenser or glass jar. 7. Neroli. Also known as bitter orange, neroli essential oil comes from bitter orange tree blossoms. It has powerful relaxation properties, just like orange. However, it may be especially effective for PMS symptoms because studies have found that it is particularly beneficial when hormones are the trigger for anxiety and stress. Application. Add 3 drops of neroli and a Papanax to a diffuser to reduce anxiety and stress associated with PMS. On-the-go anxiety inhaler. 4 drops neroli essential oil. 4 drops Apoponax essential oil. 4 drops frankincense essential oil. 4 drops Indian sandalwood essential oil. Supplies: pre-cut organic cotton pad, aromatherapy inhaler. 1. Place a cotton pad in the inhaler tube. 2. Drop the essential oils directly onto the cotton pad inside the tube. Alternatively, you can drop the essential oils into a glass bowl, roll the cotton pad in the oils to absorb them, and then insert it into the inhaler tube using tweezers. 3. During those stressful moments during your period or during a panic attack, open the inhaler and take a few deep breaths. 8. Ylang Ylang. A healthy sex drive is crucial to any relationship, and your PMS symptoms shouldn't rob you of that. Thankfully, God has blessed us with natural solutions like Ylang Ylang, long considered to be the go-to aromatherapy aphrodisiac. In Indonesia, Ylang Ylang oil is used to reduce sexual anxiety, which can be particularly helpful for women battling PMS-related stress. Application: try Mama Z's Spice Up Your Love Life Roll-On. Spice Up Your Love Life Roll-On. 3 drops Clary Sage Essential Oil. 3 drops Geranium Essential Oil. 3 drops Ylang Ylang Essential Oil. 1 drop Jasmine Essential Oil. Carrier oil of choice, jojoba and fractionated coconut oil, absorb quickly and work best as needed. Supplies: 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the bottle with your carrier oil of choice and shake well. 3. Use as desired. It works great as a perfume dabbed on the back of your neck or behind the ears and can be safely applied over the genital region to enhance libido. 9. Rose. Rose essential oil is a fantastic multitasker. It not only has been known to help regulate irregular menstrual periods, but also supports good uterine health, provides menstrual cramp relief, and has strong antidepressant properties, helping to boost the mood during menstruation. Application: inhale rose essential oil and add a few drops to lotions to apply topically to improve several symptoms of PMS. 10. Marjoram. Finally, consider adding marjoram essential oil to the mix. This go-to pain relief oil will not disappoint you during your monthly cycle. The Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology Research published a study in 2012 that evaluated how 48 patients diagnosed with painful menstrual cramps, dysmenorrhea, responded to daily aromatherapy massage. Diluting a blend of lavender, clary sage, and marjoram in a 2-to-1-to-1 ratio in an unscented cream at 3% concentration, participants were advised to use the cream daily to massage their lower abdomen from the end of their last menstrual cycle until the beginning of their next cycle. Compared to the control group, which used a synthetic fragrance cream, the women who enjoyed true essential oil therapy reported a significant decrease in pain and reduced the number of days they experienced pain by 25%. Application: make marjoram another addition to your PMS-fighting topical blends by trying this cramp-relieving recipe. Cramp-relieving roll-on. 4 drops lavender essential oil. 2 drops clary sage essential oil. 2 drops marjoram essential oil. Carrier oil, jojoba and fractionated coconut oil absorb quickly and work best. Supplies: 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the bottle with your carrier oil of choice and shake well. 3. Apply over the lower abdomen and small of the back, being sure to cover the ovaries and kidneys once a day between monthly cycles. Experiment to discover your own blends. Remember, there is significant benefit from blending essential oils. For example, one research study found that 2 drops of lavender, 1 drop of clary sage, and 1 drop of rose mixed in 1 teaspoon of almond oil help college women suffering from dysmenorrhea significantly reduce menstrual cramping. While this is just one study showing how a specific blend helps to relieve PMS symptoms, there are many other blends that may prove effective for you. Keep experimenting and don't stop until you find the right blend for your unique physiology. 14. Fertility, pregnancy, labor, postpartum, and nursing. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who has called barren is now in her 6th month, for nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1, verses 36 and 37. In biblical times,